Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in. Hour number two, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Encourage you to go sign up for the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a single moment. Hour one, hour two, hour three, you can dive in. We are chasing the biggest issues of the day. We just talked with Herschel Walker, who is soon to be the official nominee for the state of Georgia against the Reverend Raphael Warnock in a major Senate battle. It'll be going on in November. Encourage you to check that out. We are going to talk to both of the candidates for the Republican nomination in the state of Georgia, David Perdue, former senator, as well as Governor Brian Kemp, in the next couple of hours. We also have a major election taking place in Alabama, open Senate seat there, many different contestants vying to be that nominee. We'll see what happens there. And Arkansas is going to the polls. We got a lot of listeners in Alabama, in Arkansas, and in Georgia, all over my home Southland, Buck Sexton. They are making decisions about who can represent them and who can fight best against the insanity of the Biden administration on a daily basis. And I'm fired up about a lot of things. The lies that were spread about Georgia and Jim Crow 2.0, but also that Dr. Fauci continues to travel around the country receiving honorary degrees and speaking at many different universities and continuing to be hailed as a hero. Here he is at Princeton. And before we play this cut from Princeton, Buck, I want to ask you the question. You don't have kids yet, but my kids get out of school tomorrow. We were talking about off air. I'm going to have to duck out and go pick them up because they have a half day. And then the chaos at some point, you may hear me yelling over the next couple of months from my home studio because the boys will be fighting while they're playing Madden or FIFA or Minecraft or whatever else. And I have to tell them, hey, dad's upstairs working. Keep it down there. Might happen during the summer season. But Buck, my kids are getting old enough where we can start to think about what they might do. We had a fifth grade graduation of all things. I got an eighth grade graduation coming up soon. Yes, those exist. But when I see Dr. Fauci speaking at schools, I think to myself, I want to cross that school off as a place that I would ever want one of my kids to go. And I can't be alone in this, right? I mean, that you would be hailing Dr. Fauci as a hero. We talk about right and wrong sides of history. I'm very confident that if we ever get an honest trajectory of COVID, Dr. Fauci's going to be on the wrong side of history for virtually every decision that he made.
Fauci, at various points during the pandemic, made it clear that if the choice was between upsetting the neurotic elites of Northwest D.C. or the Upper West Side or Santa Monica in California.
Places basically that you and I have lived at some point in time, by the way. We know what these people are like.
Gotta know the enemy, Clay.
Yeah.
And if he had a choice between upsetting those neurotic NPR listeners.
Yep.
Or letting children sit outside in 30-degree weather with masks on who were five and freeze because they weren't vaccinated, Fauci showed us who he is time and time again. If it was between making the over-anxious, you know, wine moms who want to mask up little Timmy and little Susie, you know, twice over to walk outside alone, or say, hey, maybe shutting down the parks was a bad idea, Fauci showed us who he is, and the entire apparatus, truly, that he controls over at NIAID, NIH, CDC, just a handful of people were really making all these decisions. They're all authoritarian Democrats. And now I think the problem we're going to continue to deal with is that there are so many people who were complicit in the stupidity and the misery that was enforced against 330 million people.
Yes.
And there's not a single thing. I mean, I know this might sound a bit radical. Not a single thing that Anthony Fauci told you and me and everyone listening to this to do that we did not want to do that we should have done. Not one. There's not a single time when he used the force of the state against the will of people who disagreed with his position, and it turned out he was right. This guy is a lab coat Stalinist, and the problem we face now is that the people who went along with this, Clay, their only option is to shower him with awards, declare victory, great job, because otherwise it's, you mean we were fooled? You mean we who run the universities, who run corporate America, who run every, obviously, Democrat blue state in the country, we're just not as smart as we think we are? We were fooled by this little bureaucratic evil smurf. There's so many words I want to use, but I can't say it on the radio. That's the problem. They're going to keep pushing forward with it because otherwise they have to admit they're not as smart as they thought they were.
That's the Achilles heel of the left. There are many different things that you can attack them for. But the Blue Check Brigade in particular, they derive a huge amount of their own net worth on the idea that they're smarter than all of us out here, idiot Trump voters, all of these dumb rubes who live in the red states and made the choices that they did. They did. They double masked. They socially distanced. Their kids were safe. And as the data is coming in, Buck, what is becoming clear, even I think to some of these people, is nothing that they did mattered. And they have been lecturing us on it. And if you go at their intelligence, they can handle other things. But you, who considers yourself to be so brilliant, you allowed yourself to be snookered by this doctor and Fauci and all of his conspirators who conspired to shut down this country. They all failed, and you fell for it.
So here's a moment where I think we should say this, because there'll be so few places where this is said. People in this audience, and I'm just trying to give a broad swath, people in this audience who are truckers. And by the way, the American economy and really the whole Western economy got a reminder of how important truckers are during this COVID pandemic, right? I mean, all of a sudden everyone goes, oh, wait a second. You mean if they're not doing this job, we don't have food? People who are truckers, people who own, you know, the local hardware store, people who are general contractors, people who are doing the jobs in towns all across America. They looked at a complicated problem set and many different variables and issues of what should happen during COVID. And then you have on this other side the Faucis, the Walenskis, the blue check, MD, MPH. I'm an epidemiologist. I have a master's in seven different things, including gender studies. And the folks who are the general contractors, the truck drivers, and the stay-at-home moms and the core of our people, our audience, they were right. And all the Faucis with their degrees and their CDC, they were wrong. And that is like water thrown on the Wicked Witch of the West. It melts them. They cannot handle it.
You know, one reason why those people were all right is because, and I really believe this, so much of your ability to make smart decisions on a day-to-day basis is about risk analysis. People who put their bodies on the line are better at risk analysis for physical health than people who don't. I really do believe this. And so you had all the blue check journo brigade saying, hey, just stay home. And they're sitting around watching Netflix, thinking about how brave they are while they send Twitter messages. But they're ordering their food from somebody who makes less money than them to bring their food.
And,
right?
And major cities disproportionately minorities, by the way. They were ordering around minorities making less than minimum wage to bring them their food while they were turning into the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man sitting on a couch at home tweeting at how evil you and me were. That was the reality of the pandemic.
That's right. And same thing, they are ordering everything from Amazon. Who do you think is fulfilling those orders in the Amazon factories and then delivering them? People who make a lot less money than you do. And they were then convincing themselves that they were being virtuous because, by the way, their jobs were overwhelmingly able to be done remotely from home. They got all the money. They got more convenience. And they got to sell the idea that they were virtuous. And if you look at the data, Fauci got everything wrong. I just want to play this audio because some people say, well, I don't know. You hear this every now and then, Buck. I'm sure you do because sometimes I do. You know, you still talk a lot about COVID and you still talk a lot about masking. And I say yes, because it isn't gone. They will bring it back at the first opportunity. That midterm variant is going to emerge. Philadelphia kids are back in masks. They aren't going to let it go. So you have to keep fighting them.
I've never been to Bermuda. I haven't left the country during COVID. Last time I was outside the country before COVID, I was rolling with Secretary Pompeo to Argentina. No big deal. No big deal.
Yeah.
Little stop in El Salvador. You know, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing going on there. But I hadn't been outside the country since COVID. And I'm going outside the first time. And I've been saying I'm not doing it because I will not deal with the stupidity. And I thought we were kind of in the clear. Do you know that I didn't know this? I actually have to go and adjust this on some form. America is like one of the only countries that requires a COVID test for citizens
to get back in,
to come back in the country. So I'm going to go to Bermuda for the weekend with Carrie, girlfriend. We're going to come back and I have to test. And if I test positive, they're not going to let me enter my own country.
Yes.
They're letting 10,000 illegals a day swamp the southern border. I mean, just overwhelm all the resources we have at the southern border. And I'm not allowed in my own country because I have what is a glorified cold. Maybe if I come, who makes these rules? Why? How come?
It's indefensible.
How is it possible that someone doesn't push? There's like this weird worship around Fauci too. No one even pushes him on anything. If they ask him a question that's an actual question, he goes, well, you know, it's complicated and a lot of factors and the data. It's the same song and dance from that vile little turd all the time. Why doesn't someone actually push him and say, how can you defend such a stupid America? Europe doesn't do this. America does this.
You want to hear me fired up. And if Laura Travis, my wife, were here, we went down to Mexico in February of 21 or March of 21 last year, and before we were doing this show, and we went down there. You have to test negative to be able to get back in the country, and I was furious about this. I said, wait a minute, in order to get on an airplane as an American citizen and fly back from Mexico, I have to test negative. But if I'm coming across the border on foot, same country, from Mexico into the United States, they're not testing anybody to be able to enter the country that way. This has been going on for over a year. When you go to Mexico, though, as an American, you're like, wait a minute. You're holding me as an American citizen to a more stringent re-entry to the country requirement than you are illegal immigrants streaming across our southern border. Someone make any logical sense of that to me at all. Now, what's also funny is the Mexican resorts, they're like, nobody tests positive here. I'm like, what do you mean nobody tests positive here? The woman like kind of winked and she was like, nobody tests positive here. So I think if you run a Mexican resort, the last thing you want to do is anger Americans and make them have to quarantine so they can't leave the country. So they go back and convince people not to come down to Mexico. But the fact that this policy exists at all is indefensible on any kind of logical basis whatsoever. It really is. Should we play the Fauci, or are we also fired up?
We're so fired up, overran the Fauci here.
Yes.
Which will happen, whatever that guy's. I think that Fauci's name should be an epithet. Like when someone cuts you off in traffic, you should say, go Fauci yourself. But we'll come back.
I agree 100% with that.
We'll come back here in a second. Look, this is the best time of year for getting in shape. Summer's coming, the weather's nicer, and even just going for walks or taking the dog on an adventure is fun. You got to get out there, got to enjoy your life. But it's not fun if you overdo it and then you get some pain. We recently heard from Troy in Indiana, who began working out this spring. His training's going well. He even ran a 5K. Troy, you're inspiring me. But like most of us, pain set in. Troy's knees swelled and stiffened, which limited his day-to-day activity. As Troy writes, I started taking Relief Factor, and my knees have improved greatly. Relief Factor works and with no side effects. Created by doctors and perfected with over 15 years of scientific research, Relief Factor was made for you. With four key ingredients, Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free product that addresses joint pain like the kind in Troy's knees. Hundreds of thousands of people have ordered Relief Factor, and about 70% of them go on to order more because it's working for them. Join the more than 500,000 people and order the three-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to get the $19.95 three-week quick start developed for you. Again, go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Move more, live more, and just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is Prize Picks. No surprise. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the Prize Picks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
What troubles me is that differences of opinion or ideology have, in certain situations, been deflected by egregious distortions of reality. Sadly, elements of our society have grown increasingly inured to a cacophony of falsehoods and lies that often stand largely unchallenged. ominously leading to an insidious acceptance of what I call the normal.
Fauci is a cacophony of lies, Clay. How about that
one? How can you be so incredibly lacking in self-awareness to be arguing that other people are embracing cacophony of lies when you are the number one spreader of a cacophony of lies surrounding COVID?
You notice that they don't even talk about, we're 2 years into this, and I just, we can reason through all this, right? We you don't have to be an MD, MPH, MA, PhD, blue check.
Where is your degree in epidemiology?
Triple mask, six Ukraine flags. Yeah, all that stuff. You don't have to do that to just sit here and think to yourself, hold on a second. What happened to the data? What happened to the fact that we're now 2 years plus into this?
Yes.
And we've run so many real world experiments on something. For example, we were talking about vaccines before, but even on masking, the data on mask, all you have to do is look at the Madrid study or the Spain study, where they had children, and I might mess up what the age group was, but I think it was 5-year-olds did not have to mask. 6-year-olds did, I think, for an entire school year. They decided to do this. And does anyone want to guess? Not only are the children who masked not safer, in fact, the curves move in exact lockstep for the masked and unmasked children in school. So this is like if you did a big trial of giving someone a pill that's supposed to, you know, stop their hair from falling out, and everyone's hair fell out, you would say, that pill doesn't work for it. They just ignore it, Clay. They pretend like this doesn't happen. Otherwise, could you imagine, if we were wrong, we'd hear about this every day.
Yeah,
CNN would be running, oh, the anti-maskers. You don't even hear about this anymore. People say, oh, because we're masking less. Yeah, because they can't keep the lie going anymore.
Well, and really, again, I'm kind of fascinated by this idea of the right and wrong side of history. I really believe in 50 years, right? Take away the passions of the moment. And you and I are both history buffs. So I feel like I majored in history. I did my thesis on all sorts of American history related
issues. So you actually use your degree for your job. Like me, I majored in political science, which everyone's like, yeah. Oh, what are you going to do with that? Apparently a political talk show.
Yeah. And history kind of matters a great deal, because what it teaches you is to not get overwhelmed by the passions of the moment. And that in 50 or 100 years, when people actually assess history in a broader context, I really believe that Dr. Fauci is going to be one of, if not the greatest villains of the 21st century. Because I think people are going to look at everything that he did in dispassion, you know, when a lot of people who are around today are no longer here, and when the politics of the moment is not particularly involved, and they're going to say, this is the most disastrous bureaucrat in the history of the United States. He cost this country an enormous amount. He is the villain of COVID. I really think that's where we're going to end up. I got to tell you right now, if your business has 5 or more employees and manages to survive COVID, you're eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. Your challenge? Getting your hands on it. How do you do it? Go to GetRefunds.com right now. They have tax attorneys specializing in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They do all the work. No charges up front. They just give you a percentage of the cash they get back for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Average client gets $400,000 back. Go to GetRefunds.com. They have helped 10,000 companies receive over $1 billion in cash rebates. They can help you too. GetRefunds.com. Qualify me. Click on it. Answer a few questions. GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. It is primary day all over the South, Georgia, Alabama, Arkansas, all headed to the polls. We are joined now by former senator, current gubernatorial candidate, David Perdue in the state of Georgia. David, appreciate you joining us. And I guess right off the top here, what are you anticipating seeing when the election results come in tonight and we all begin to check them out?
Hey guys, it's great to be with you. Hey, I think the best way to answer that is to look at what's already happened. Georgia has a very liberal early voting period, contrary to what Biden and Stacey Abrams keep saying about Georgia being a voter suppressionist state. We have 19 days of early voting. In those 19 days, 500,000 people, more than ever in Georgia, have come out to vote. And the real story is that half of those people who have voted already did not vote in 2018. We think these are MAGA voters who voted in 20 and 16 when Trump ran and did not vote in 18. They're out there now because they're so upset about the voter fraud that happened in Georgia. What I think is happening today, we already have reports of a monster turnout today. The weather is good across the whole state in Georgia. And I really think that there are so many people, if it's consistent with what I've seen the last year and a half, it's consistent with that. I believe we're going to have a great turnout today. And I'm very optimistic, contrary to what the polls have been saying for the last few weeks.
David, you know, we talked to Herschel Walker before, who's, as you know, running on the Senate side. And I asked him about Georgia election integrity. How is that all as of today, right? Without getting too deep into 2020, people had a lot of concerns. There were some problems, and we've gotten some focus on the issue, right? The national media spent some time, or some of the national media spent some time on it. How are Georgia's elections set up? Now, we know there's really high turnout, which is great. So the story about Jim Crow 2.0 that Biden and other Democrats were telling is just absurd. But are the elections in Georgia as secure as they should be? Should people feel confident?
Well, they should be confident enough to vote, and here's why. In Virginia, 70% of their counties still use the ill-reputed Dominion machines. But Trump told them you can overwhelm the system if you get out and vote, and they did, and they won a Republican governor in a Democratic state. In Georgia right now, there are still things we need to do. I want to create a law enforcement agency dedicated solely to enforcing election law. That's what Florida just did. I brought this up in December before Florida did it, and I really think this is the right thing to do. Right now, the state assembly has changed some of the rules. The drop boxes go inside. We're not mailing out 7.5 million absentee ballots without request. We no longer allow these guys to give $55 million like Zuckerberg did into 9 Democrat counties. So there are things that make it better. We also know what the Democrats did. Look, the election in 2020 was clearly rigged and stolen. Even a judge has now said in a court case that their evidence of fraud is compelling, and he ruled to unseal the ballot. So this is what has the state divided. It's why I ran. I just don't think our current governor can pull the Republican Party together like I did in November 2020 and beat Stacey Abrams. And that's our goal. Both the governor and I have one goal in mind, and that is we cannot let Stacey Abrams be the next governor of Georgia.
With that in mind, David, regardless of who wins this election, are you going to campaign either as the nominee or supporting whoever the nominee is, if it's current Governor Kemp, to try to beat Stacey Abrams? Are you committed, regardless of this outcome in the primary, that she has to be beaten?
100%. I said that on the day I announced. My goal in doing this was not to beat Brian Kemp. It was to make sure Stacey Abrams is never governor of Georgia. I felt the best way to do that was to offer the Republican Party an alternative to a governor who has sold us out, has denied anything happened in 2020, and has covered it up since then, and has divided the party. Now, if I'm wrong, I will absolutely be campaigning one way or the other with whomever is the nominee out of the Republican Party to make sure that we do not let the radical left from outside the state of Georgia come in here and steal this governor's job the way they stole 2 Senate seats in 2020.
Speaking of gubernatorial candidate David Perdue down in Georgia, I wanted to let you, David, just react to the soundbite of Stacey Abrams getting a lot of attention. Here is what she said about your lovely state.
When you're number one for maternal mortality, when you have an incarceration rate that's on the rise and wages that are on the decline, then you're not the number one place to live.
Not the number one place to live, David.
Well, I made the comment that I'd buy her a ticket to go back to wherever she wanted to go to if she didn't like living here. I got really railed about that. I also said it'd probably have to be a private jet because she doesn't fly commercial anymore. She's made so much money being out of politics. So, I think this is what we're up against. She hates Georgia. She hates America. She is right in there with the most radical elements of the Democrat Party. We now see the madness of the Biden administration and how the Democrat platform is failing America again. We had 8 years of it under Barack Obama, and we had 8 years of the lowest economic output in U.S. history. The world was more dangerous because Obama cut military spending by 25%. And now Biden has taken this to new levels. I mean, we were energy independent, for God's sake, guys, and they've given that away. We had Putin under control with our sanctions. They gave that away. We had the Iran nuclear deal eliminated. had them moving backwards, and now they're talking about redoing that. We had Kim Jong-un backwards. And, oh, by the way, we had NATO beginning to pay their fair share, and we had China neutralized much in the Far East. So in 1 year, 2 million illegal immigrants. We're paying $5 a gallon for gas now in Georgia, not $2 the way it was when Trump was there. And, by the way, in Afghanistan, nobody wanted out of Afghanistan more than Donald Trump. But we had a plan. I was part of that on Armed Services Committee. But, you know, in the last 18 months of Donald Trump's administration, not one person died, not one American died in Afghanistan. So this is a Biden administration that we need to get out. We need, and to do that, we've got to get a Republican conservative in the White House in 24. We've got to get the Senate majority back this year. And the only way to do both those things is to win this run against Stacey Abrams in the fall, make sure she's not the governor of Georgia.
We're talking to Republican governor candidate David Perdue. I'm fired up still, especially as these numbers are coming in on the total voters, as you referenced earlier in your interview. Should Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred have to apologize to everybody in the state of Georgia for the idiotic decision he made to pull the All-Star game out of Atlanta?
Well, I think he'd be in a long line. I think the Delta chairman, I think Coca-Cola chairman, I think Stacey Abrams, I think Joe Biden, I think the head of the Democratic Party, all these yep. people that jumped to the conclusion that this was a racist vote suppression bill that our state legislature passed is outrageous. Yes, the Major League Baseball should have to apologize. And, oh, by the way, they should uproot their schedule and bring the next All-Star game back to Atlanta, Georgia. This costs small business hundreds of millions of dollars. This is on the back of Stacey Abrams. She made a political play and damaged people here in the state. If you can't tell I'm passionate about this, then let's get face-to-face, because I am so upset of what Stacey Abrams and Joe Biden perpetrated in our state. Look, our rules of voting are more liberal than Joe Biden's own home state of Delaware, for God's sake,
yep.
and New Jersey and New York. I can make that case. So my bottom line to the voters of Georgia right now, guys, is this. If you're as upset as I am about how our rhino Republican career politicians like Brian Kemp and others have sold us out, allowed them to steal the elections in 2020, did nothing about it, and now is covering it up and suppressing evidence, you know, this is your only chance to fight back. So please stand with us, get out and vote. The day is the last day to make a difference. So I'm pretty excited that people are doing that right now. The evidence today is that we have a monster turnout going. I think it will continue through 7 o'clock tonight, and then we'll see the turnout. But one way or the other, we're not going to let Stacey Abrams run for president from the state of Georgia. I can guarantee you that.
Candidate for the governor's mansion in Georgia, David Perdue. David, thanks for coming to hang out with Clay and Buck. Appreciate it, sir.
Oh, I love you guys. Thanks, man. Take care.
He has excellent taste in radio, so
no doubt. Amen on that.
Something in his favor for sure. Look, get ready for a stat that's going to blow your mind. Studies show the average man in this country has 50% less testosterone than 50 years ago. That's an all-time low. The reason behind this staggering decrease is as much environmental as anything else. But there is a solution to help you. Chalk. It's spelled C-H-O-Q. Chalk is a Texas-based company making best-in-class supplements that help men restore testosterone levels. In addition to that, they also provide energy and focus, a double bonus. The top ingredient in Chalk's Daily is clinically proven to increase total testosterone by 20% over 90 days. Chalk supplements work because of their high potency and purity. All supplements are lab tested twice for purity by a third party. So visit Chalk's website and see the careful way they've designed their products. Check out Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. It provides the ultimate daily boost for American men. They've combined powerful, natural, and clinically studied herbal extracts to produce game-changing effects on energy, focus, mood, and testosterone levels. Visit chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com, and use my name, Buck, as the promo code. That's B-U-C-K. You'll get 30% off. That's right, a 30% discount site-wide. Go to chalk.com. Check out the Male Vitality Stack. It will make a big difference for you. Chalk, C-H-O-Q, chalk.com. Use my name, Buck, that's B-U-C-K. So C-H-O-Q.com, B-U-C-K, as the promo code, you'll get 30% off. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation.
And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. These are our first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, or those who die in the line of duty or are severely injured, and our veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless.
Heroes like Buffalo firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero.
Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young kids, severely injured service members, and homeless veterans.
Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. Just want to tell you, coming up in the next hour, we will be joined by the governor of Georgia, Kemp, to talk to us about, well, of course, all things happening in Georgia. I know we have a lot of Georgia on our mind today.
Oh, that's well done. What? I think Georgia, Buck, of all, and by the way, Georgia is on our mind. We got a lot of people listening in the state of Georgia. If you had to pick one state that matters the most in 2022, I would probably say it's Georgia.
I think that's
now,
fair.
There are a lot of states that matter, but if you think about the ability to flip a Senate seat, to take back control of the Senate,
yeah,
and you think about a real battle over the future direction of the country in miniature going on in Georgia between whoever is the governor nominee on the Republican side and Stacey Abrams.
I think Georgia's in pole position there. I think Georgia's, you know, at the top or in the front. Pennsylvania, obviously, we've spent a lot of time on Pennsylvania last week with... We still don't know, right? I mean, as it's still not TBD on who won that Republican primary between McCormick and Dr. Oz. And then I would say Nevada, and we've also had Adam Laxalt on a lot there. You know, Wisconsin's important too, but Ron Johnson's going to pull it off. You know, I'm confident. Now, people got to show up and vote for him in Wisconsin, but I think Ron's going to be good.
I told those guys that we're willing to come up to Milwaukee and do the show to help Senator Johnson get across the finish line. Let me be clear about this. I want to do Wisconsin in the good weather, right? So I don't want to be up there in January outdoors. Do you ever in your old? I had so many because the sports outdoor shows.
where it is absolutely frigid and you're just sitting there with a mic in your hand. You can't even feel your fingers. Like, I want to be in Wisconsin in the good weather. No. Same thing. I'm going up to Michigan. Love Michigan. My wife's from there. I like Michigan in the summer. I like the UP. I like, we know we got a lot of listeners up there. Beautiful place. I don't want to be there in February. No interest.
So we'll find a time to go up there.
Yes. Good weather time.
Good weather time. But I think the point is well taken. Georgia is critical, you know, because also it has a lot of indicators for, let's be honest, a lot of indicators for 2024 as well.
Yes.
Right? So it's critical for the midterms, but a lot of indicators for the next presidential election. And then I think Pennsylvania, Nevada, and, you know, there's some other states that you could start to throw in the mix there. But those are, I would say, for us right now, going to the midterms, we're looking at Senate races. You're looking at just overall political
Arizona's
trajectory.
Up there, Arizona's, too.
Yeah. But I feel good about that one this next time around. I think Arizona's trending in the right direction.
I think what's unique about Georgia is the Senate and the governor combo. Stacey Abrams, if she wins, Stacey Abrams is going to run for president from Georgia based on what she has accomplished there. That's beyond a shadow of a doubt, I think, true. If she loses, I think her future in the Democrat Party is effectively over. Because I think it's hard to get statewide nominated three different times when you're 0-2.
Unless you're Joe Biden, apparently.
Or Beto. Beto may be running statewide in Texas for the next 50 years, for all we know.
Unless Joe Biden's out there, then all of a sudden being a loser your whole life doesn't matter. Nancy Pelosi, I think I mentioned this on the show yesterday. Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden are both Catholics in public life. And, you know, they love to talk about the Washington Post in particular. They'll have some of their writers. Oh, Biden, a devout Catholic. There's nothing devout about Joe Biden. Let's not pretend, folks. But more importantly, it's one thing to sin as an individual. We are all sinners within the Catholic faith, of course. It's another thing to advocate for things that are directly in contravention in public office to church policy. And this is not supposed to happen. And so the Archbishop of the Bay Area has said that Nancy Pelosi cannot receive communion. Now, I have said I think this is too gentle. She should be excommunicated like the hedonistic non-believer that she is. But I don't get to call the shots. And unfortunately, you know, this isn't like popes 1,000 years ago, or whatever, where they used to just say, hey, you know what, you're excommunicated. So, OK, fine. Nancy Pelosi is not going to be excommunicated, but she is not supposed to receive communion, which is a much lesser. So it's really meant for someone to have reflection on why. And this is all, just so everyone knows, over Pelosi saying that abortion all 9 months of her pregnancy should be the law. And she is hugely in favor of this. And it's grotesque. And everybody knows it, at least everybody who has any moral compass whatsoever. And now they're all jumping into defender, Clay, all over the place. The Lib media saying, oh, Pelosi, what about the hypocrisy? What about people that sin or whatever? Here is, we have Whoopi Goldberg weighing in on this one.
I'm sure this is well said.
This is
really,
this is a great argument that she makes about the Archbishop. Hold on one second.
Yes.
Play it.
The abortion rights battle is starting to blur the lines between church and state. The Archbishop of San Francisco is calling for Speaker Nancy Pelosi to be denied receiving communion because of her pro-choice stance. He's one of the priests who also called for President Biden to be denied sacrament. This is not your job, dude. That is not up to you to make that decision.
Clay, it actually is his job. just so everyone's clear. He is the Archbishop, and this is within his purview.
How much time? You and I spend hours every day to prepare ourselves to be able to talk to this audience in an intelligent fashion. We want to make sure that we get our facts right. We're not perfect. Anybody who talks for 3 hours every day is going to make a great deal of errors. But we do try to get everything right. How much time do you think the girls on The View spend getting ready for that show? 10 minutes? I mean, I would love to know. When I hear Joy Behar, and when I hear Whoopi Goldberg and Sonny Hostin, and I don't even know who else is on that show, the amount of idiocy that they spew, and again, for people who haven't done television, they probably have a staff of 20 that is designed, at least, to try to make sure, a production staff that is, that they sound as good as they can. Do they spend 10 minutes getting ready for their show?
The audience that they're going for, that the women of The View are speaking to, it's effectively the same people who react immediately to whatever, Harry and Meghan Markle think about American politics. I mean, the most superficial, semi-literate view of American life and politics possible. That is what The View is going for as an audience. So in a sense, the hosts are well suited to the job.
And maybe the answer is that if they actually did research and said intelligent things, to your point, the audience is so dumb that they wouldn't respond to what they say. But every time we play a clip, even before I've heard it, as soon as I hear the subject matter, I'm like, oh, this is going to be really bad. You know, if the subject matter was going to be what does hair dye cost, I might be like, you know, but Joy Behar, she's been putting hair dye in for 50 years. She may know what that cost. What is that? What's a hair appointment difficulty on the Upper East Side? She might know that. Anything else? I don't even know what we could even consider any of these women to be experts on.
Got a big breaking news story from the border. That's coming up.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.